Estevan, one of the last surviving Second World War veterans in southeast Saskatchewan, was honored on Remembrance Day for his efforts to help liberate France from German forces nearly 80 years ago. Jim Spence of Estevan was presented with a rank of knight with the National Order of the Legion of Honor in France. It is the highest French order of merit, both military and civil. Spence served as a private with the Canadian Army during the Second World War. Please accept our sincere congratulations on this honor. This distinction, the Legion of Honor, is the highest national honor order in France, wrote Michel Mirailet, who is France's ambassador to Canada. Craig Bird with the Estevan branch of the Royal Canadian Legion and the Southeast Military Museum read Mirailet's letter. Mirailet went on to express the profound gratitude that France has for Spence and other Canadian soldiers in freeing the country during the Second World War. France remembers the sacrifice of all of Spence's compatriots who came to liberate French soil. Spence was presented with an insignia by his son Daryl. It attests to your courage and your devotion to the ideals of liberty and peace, said Mirailet. The ceremony took place during a luncheon at the Estevan branch of the Royal Canadian Legion, following Estevan's Remembrance Day service. In an interview with the Mercury in November 2018, Spence recalled that he joined the North Battleford Light Infantry Reserve Unit while still living in his hometown of Meadow Lake. More than 2 years later, on November 11, 1943, Spence enlisted for active duty with the Service Corps, and he went to Red Deer, Alta, for his training. He was only 17 years of age when he joined the Army, and like many in his generation, he lied about his age to serve his country. Spence was eventually deployed to France in July 1944, a few weeks after the Normandy invasion off the coast of France. He was involved with the liberation of the Netherlands. If we go there, they treat us like kings, Spence said at the time. Bird noted that for Spence to receive the honor, the local Legion branch had to get his service record to confirm Spence's time in France. There were forms that had to be filled out. They went to Veterans Affairs and were forwarded to the Canadian Embassy and the French government. Then it went back to the Canadian government. Bird noted that the French government likes to have someone from their nation's consulate attend, but they couldn't make it due to Remembrance Day. The process took about 6 to 8 months from when the Legion first applied until Spence received the honor. The award was created several years ago by the French government to honor Canadians. As required by Canadian regulations regarding the decorations of Canadian citizens by foreign states, France contacted the Canadian government to set in motion the process of having the decoration officially approved. Video courtesy of Craig Bird.